Have you ever wondered why markets often move in the opposite direction of what seems logical? Why stocks plummet on positive earnings or currencies strengthen despite negative economic data? Behind these seemingly irrational movements lies a hidden language that few traders truly understand. Anna Cooling's A Complete Guide to Volume Price Analysis reveals this secret code, a methodology used by legendary traders like Jesse Livermore and Richard Wyckoff for over a century. This technique has built Wall Street fortunes and shaped financial dynasties, yet remains overlooked by most modern traders. Warren Buffett once remarked that price is what you pay, value is what you get, but volume is what tells you whether that price is justified. Let's decode this powerful language that separates market professionals from the perpetually confused. Financial markets aren't the democratic institutions many believe them to be. They're carefully orchestrated environments where insiders, market makers, specialists, and institutional traders see both sides of the order flow while retail traders see only their own. This information asymmetry creates a fundamental imbalance that volume price analysis, VPA, helps correct. Think of markets as giant warehouses operated by wholesalers. These insiders buy at wholesale prices during accumulation phases, then sell at retail prices during distribution phases. The cycle is perpetual. Accumulate inventory at low prices, mark prices higher to attract buyers, distribute inventory at elevated prices, then repeat the process in reverse. This manipulation isn't conspiracy theory, it's business. Richard Ney, a Hollywood actor turned market analyst, exposed how specialists on the NYSE operate exactly like merchants, buying wholesale and selling retail. They create increasingly dramatic price movements to shake out stock from smaller investors before distributing at higher prices. The fundamental lesson remains unchanged today. Volume reveals the truth behind price action. Consider Uncle Joe, a fictional widget merchant who raises prices as demand grows. When his warehouse empties and sales decline, he cleverly spreads rumors about competition entering the market. This triggers panic selling, allowing him to buy back widgets at falling prices. Once the crisis passes, he refills his warehouse and returns to business, contemplating when to repeat this profitable cycle. This parable illustrates how market makers function as licensed insiders who manipulate prices using news events while making vast profits. Though no single market maker can rig the entire market, they collectively respond to supply-demand imbalances, using every opportunity to move prices in their favor. Volume is our only weapon against this manipulation. While imperfect, volume reveals when markets run out of steam, when buying interest rises or falls, and when major operators enter or exit. Volume is the fuel driving markets. Without it, nothing moves. And when price moves without supporting volume, something's wrong. Richard Wyckoff, who began his Wall Street career as a stock runner at age 15, codified three fundamental laws that govern all market behavior, principles that remain as valid today as they were a century ago. The first law, the law of supply and demand, states that when demand exceeds supply, prices rise to meet demand. When supply exceeds demand, prices fall as the oversupply is absorbed. This operates exactly like winter sales, where prices fall and buyers come in to absorb excess inventory. The second law, the law of cause and effect, establishes that to have an effect, you must first have a cause, and the effect will be proportional to the cause. Small volume activity results in small price action. This law applies to multiple price bars and dictates the extent of subsequent trends. Like a wave at sea, a large wave makes a ship roll violently, while a small wave has little effect. The third law, the law of effort versus result, resembles Newton's third law of physics. Every action must have an equal and opposite reaction. Price action on the chart must reflect volume action below. The two should be in harmony, with effort, volume, seen in the result, price action. When this harmony breaks down, anomalies appear that signal potential trend changes. These laws form the foundation of volume price analysis, a methodology that transforms seemingly random market movements into logical, predictable patterns. By understanding these principles, traders can identify when markets are being manipulated and when genuine buying or selling pressure is present. Candlestick charts provide the visual language of price, while volume supplies the emotional intensity behind those movements. Together, they reveal the complete market narrative. Five fundamental principles guide this analysis. First, the length of any wick, either at the top or bottom of a candlestick, instantly reveals strength, weakness, or indecision in the market. Long wicks show rejection of price levels, while their absence indicates strong directional conviction. Second, when a candlestick forms without a wick, it signals particularly strong market sentiment in the direction of the closing price. These solid candles represent unwavering conviction throughout the trading session. Third, a narrow candlestick body indicates weak market sentiment, while a wide body represents strong market conviction. The width of the body shows the intensity of the dominant sentiment during that period. Fourth, the same type of candlestick will have completely different meanings depending on where it appears within a price trend. All candles must be interpreted in relation to their location within the broader trend or consolidation phase. Finally, volume validates price. Analysis should begin with the candlestick pattern, then look to volume for validation or to identify anomalies in the price action. Among the most revealing candlestick patterns, three stand out as particularly powerful when combined with volume analysis. The shooting star, with its small body and long upper wick, signals potential weakness as price rises, then falls to close near the opening price when sellers overwhelm buyers. Its significance depends entirely on associated volume. With below average volume in a bullish trend, it merely suggests a pause. With average volume, it indicates growing weakness. With high volume, it signals strong selling pressure. The hammer candle, with its small body and long lower wick, signals strength when price falls during a session but recovers to close near the opening price. Named for hammering out a bottom, it shows buyers absorbing selling pressure and overwhelming sellers. Like the shooting star, its significance depends on volume. Low volume suggests minor strength, average volume indicates stronger reversal potential, and high volume signals heavy insider buying. The long-legged doji, with open and close prices that are identical or very close, with long wicks extending above and below, represents market indecision. When combined with low volume, it signals manipulation, as volatile price swings should require effort, high volume. This pattern frequently appears during major news releases when insiders use market volatility to manipulate prices. The complete market cycle represents another day at the office for insiders. It begins with accumulation as they fill warehouses at wholesale prices, followed by a buying climax with volatile price action to acquire final inventory. After testing for supply, they start marking prices higher in steps, building investor confidence. As the trend gathers momentum, buyers are drawn in, believing the market will go to the moon, just as prices reach retail levels. The distribution phase then begins, moving prices up to attract more buyers and down to lock them in to weak positions. Finally, the selling climax occurs, clearing remaining inventory before the market breaks lower. After testing for demand, the cycle completes as insiders count profits before repeating the process. The accumulation phase represents the period when market insiders fill their inventory before launching a campaign to drive prices higher. Like wholesalers preparing for a major product launch, insiders need sufficient stock to meet future demand they plan to create. During accumulation, insiders use media manipulation and negative news to encourage retail investors to sell their holdings at wholesale prices. The distribution phase is the exact opposite. With full warehouses, insiders begin moving prices higher to lure nervous buyers back into the market. While accumulation exploits the fear of loss, distribution exploits the fear of missing out. The market rises slowly with small pullbacks, gradually accelerating as bullish momentum builds. When target prices are reached, distribution begins in earnest as eager traders jump in. The good news stream becomes constant while insiders sell in increasing volumes. Before fully committing to moving markets higher after accumulation, insiders conduct tests by briefly marking prices lower to see if remaining sellers emerge. Similarly, after distribution, they test for remaining buying pressure before moving the market lower. These tests are among the insider's most powerful tools, signaling imminent breakouts. The selling climax represents the insider's final effort to clear inventory at the top of a bullish trend. These candles reveal insiders selling into demand, pushing prices higher early in sessions before closing near the opening price. Conversely, the buying climax marks the end of accumulation, with insiders marking prices down rapidly to flush out final sellers before closing near opening prices. Support and resistance creates floors and ceilings where prices repeatedly bounce between invisible barriers. These price levels represent extreme psychological points of fear and greed. At resistance, ceiling, emotional traders buy at peaks driven by FOMO, then sell at break-even when price returns, creating selling pressure. At support, floor, more patient traders buy pullbacks and hold through fluctuations, experiencing less emotional stress. This oscillating action creates densely populated price zones that become significant barriers in future price action. The same psychological dynamics work in both bullish and bearish trends, creating invisible barriers that appear as horizontal lines connecting price waves on charts. Three principles govern support and resistance analysis. First, these levels aren't rigid barriers, but flexible bands with some elasticity. Second, following Wyckoff's law of cause and effect, the longer a market consolidates in a narrow range, the more dramatic the resulting price action once the market breaks away. Third, identifying when a market is in congestion requires recognizing isolated pivot highs and lows, which serve as key signals for the start of consolidation phases. Support and resistance can be visualized as a house with multiple floors. As price moves up through a ceiling, resistance, that ceiling becomes a floor, support, for the next level. When price breaks down through a floor, that floor becomes a ceiling. The market leaves its own DNA buried in the charts, areas of price congestion that remain forever and become powerful again when price returns to these regions. The cliche, "let the trend be your friend," is meaningless advice typically given by inexperienced mentors. While anyone can identify trends in hindsight, the crucial question for traders is how to recognize when a trend is starting. Trend lines alone are insufficient, as they typically only become clear after much of the trend has already passed, when insiders are already exiting their positions. This lag effect often leaves retail traders buying near peaks or selling near bottoms. Support and resistance areas are where trends are born, propelled, and eventually reverse. These zones function like spawning grounds where accumulation and distribution phases occur alongside buying and selling climaxes. The extent of a price congestion phase provides clues about whether a primary, secondary, or minor trend might develop, following Wyckoff's principle of cause and effect. For example, a 3-month consolidation period typically generates more powerful trends than a 3-day congestion zone, just as a longer spring compression creates more potential energy. Unlike traditional trend lines drawn after price movements, dynamic trend lines form as the market unfolds through pivot points. After a breakout from consolidation on robust volume, the first marker is a pivot high in bullish trends, followed by a pivot low. Each pivot consists of 3 candles forming specific patterns: a high point flanked by 2 lower points in an uptrend, or a low point flanked by 2 higher points in a downtrend. As the market continues, higher pivot highs and higher pivot lows define an uptrend's boundaries. The angle and spacing between these pivots often indicate trend strength and sustainability. These pivots act like roadside lights, guiding traders while confirming trend strength. The absence of clear pivots or their formation at similar levels to previous ones signals potential trend weakness or transition to a new congestion phase. While not every breakout follows textbook patterns, volume confirms whether a trend has genuine momentum. Specifically, increasing volume on upward moves and decreasing volume on pullbacks suggests institutional participation and trend legitimacy. Smart money typically accumulates positions during quiet periods before obvious trends emerge. By monitoring volume patterns, pivot formations, and price action within support resistance zones, traders can better anticipate potential trend developments. Key signs include testing of support levels with decreasing volume, followed by decisive breakouts with expanding volume and clear pivot formations. The first few pivots after a breakout are particularly important, as they often establish the trend's character and probable extent. Time frames also play a crucial role in trend identification. Major trends on higher time frames tend to override shorter-term countertrends. Traders should align their analysis across multiple time frames, ensuring that shorter-term trades align with larger trend structures. This multi-time frame approach helps avoid getting caught in minor corrections within major trends. Volume at price, VAP, visually maps price congestion zones on charts, revealing where trading activity concentrated at specific price levels. Unlike traditional volume bars, VAP displays volume horizontally against a vertical price axis, with red and blue colors indicating whether associated candles were up or down. This color balance shows whether buying or selling dominated at each price level, creating a detailed profile of market participation at every price point. The visualization resembles a horizontal histogram overlaid on the price chart, where longer bars represent higher trading volumes. When multiple time frames show volume clustering at similar price levels, these areas become particularly significant. For instance, if both daily and weekly charts display heavy volume at $50, this level likely represents a crucial support or resistance zone that market participants recognize. VAP's power lies in revealing the significance of support and resistance zones based on historical trading density. Areas with extreme volume concentration require substantial effort to penetrate. These high-volume zones often act as price magnets, drawing price action back to test these levels repeatedly. When price approaches these zones, traders can anticipate potential reversals or consolidation periods. For example, if a stock shows massive volume accumulation between $45 and $47, this range often becomes a battlefield where bulls and bears clash repeatedly. By comparing different congestion phases, traders can identify anomalies that validate market direction. For example, when short-duration price congestion shows unexpectedly high volume, it signals potential weakness or strength. A sudden spike in volume at resistance levels might indicate institutional accumulation, while high volume at support could suggest distribution. These patterns become particularly meaningful when combined with price action analysis. VAP also helps traders identify fair value areas, where most trading occurs, versus extreme price levels where activity diminishes. This creates a value area concept, where prices tend to revert to the mean. For day traders, these insights are invaluable for setting profit targets and stop losses. Institutional traders often use these levels for large order execution, making them crucial pivot points. VAP complements traditional VPA by making previously invisible support and resistance barriers visible, giving traders confidence during breakouts and helping assess risk for future price action. When combined with other indicators like moving averages or RSI, VAP provides a more complete picture of market structure. Most quality charting platforms offer VAP indicators, making this powerful analytical tool widely accessible across different markets, from stocks and futures to forex and cryptocurrencies. Trading with multiple timeframes provides a three-dimensional view of price behavior, allowing us to assess and quantify risk on any trade. Using three charts, a benchmark slower time frame, a primary trading time frame, and a faster detail time frame, creates a comprehensive analytical system. The benchmark chart, like a 30-minute, establishes the dominant trend and bias. The primary trading chart, like a 15-minute, is where positions are taken. The faster time frame chart, like a 5-minute, shows fine detail and early trend change signals. This approach reveals how price action ripples through time frames. Changes appear first on the fastest chart before moving to the primary chart and finally the benchmark chart. Trading with the dominant trend reduces risk, while counter-trend trading increases risk and suggests shorter holding periods. Several reliable candle patterns work consistently with price support, resistance, and congestion zones. The falling triangle shows weakness through a series of lower highs against a defined floor, suggesting a likely downside breakout. The rising triangle indicates bullishness with rising lows testing the same ceiling level, signaling an eventual upside breakout. Pennant patterns form when lower highs meet higher lows, creating a coiled spring effect where tension builds before an explosive breakout in either direction. Triple tops and bottoms are powerful reversal signals that occur when markets test resistance or support three times. All these patterns follow Wyckoff's rule of cause and effect. The larger the cause, congestion, the larger the effect, breakout. When validated with VPA and multiple timeframe analysis, they provide high probability trading opportunities. While the foundations of volume analysis remain unchanged since the iconic traders of the last century established them, the field continues to evolve with technological advancements. The methodology remains as valid today as it was then, with only technology and markets changing while the principles endure. Traders like Jesse Livermore and Richard Wyckoff laid the groundwork, demonstrating how volume confirms price movements and reveals institutional activity, principles that still form the cornerstone of modern volume analysis. Equivolume charts, developed by Richard Arms in 1994, replace the time axis with volume to emphasize the volume-price relationship. Instead of candlesticks, these charts display boxes where height represents price range and width represents volume. This creates a visual pattern of narrow/fat and tall/short boxes that directly show the volume-price relationship without the time element. Narrow boxes during price advances suggest weak buying pressure, while wide boxes indicate strong participation. During declines, wide boxes signal capitulation, while narrow ones might indicate temporary selling exhaustion. Candle volume charts blend equivolume and traditional candlestick approaches, creating a hybrid display. These charts maintain the familiar candlestick format with open, high, low, and close values, plus upper and lower wicks, but vary the width of each candle to reflect volume. This approach preserves the time element while visually incorporating volume directly into the price action. Traders can quickly identify key reversal patterns supported by volume, such as wide-bodied hammers at bottoms or shooting stars at tops, which carry more significance than their thin volume counterparts. Delta volume measures the difference between contracts traded at the ask, buy orders, and those at the bid, sell orders. This approach provides another perspective on the volume-price relationship and works particularly well for markets with open exchanges like futures and equities. When delta volume shows consistent buying pressure despite price declines, it may indicate accumulation by larger players. Conversely, persistent selling into price strength might suggest distribution. Cumulative delta volume builds on this by summing each bar's delta with previous bars, creating a running total displayed as a series of bars. This helps identify longer-term trends in buying or selling pressure and potential divergences between price and underlying order flow. Modern trading platforms now incorporate sophisticated volume analysis tools, including real-time volume profile, market depth visualization, and tick volume indicators. These innovations help traders better understand market microstructure and order flow dynamics while remaining true to the fundamental principles of volume analysis established by the market pioneers. The market operates fundamentally on probabilities and odds, not on chance or luck, as many newcomers believe. Volume price analysis represents an intricate art form that demands dedicated study and practice, rather than a purely scientific approach that can be reduced to algorithmic formulas. While numerous volume indicators exist in trading platforms, none can fully capture the nuanced relationship between price and volume movements, as successful trading ultimately requires subjective analysis and discretionary decision-making based on experience. Volume serves as our most reliable window into institutional and insider activity, offering crucial insights unavailable through other indicators. When analyzing volume patterns, traders must adopt the perspective of market wholesalers, the large institutions and professional traders who drive major price movements. For instance, during significant market downturns accompanied by unusually high volume, this often signals a buying climax where sophisticated wholesalers are accumulating positions while retail traders panic sell. Conversely, at bull market peaks characterized by sustained high volume, wholesalers typically distribute their holdings to retail traders who remain optimistic about further gains. The methodology requires substantial time investment to master, but provides invaluable returns. Common pitfalls include seeking shortcuts through expensive software promising to automate VPA analysis, a fundamentally flawed approach since the technique demands human judgment, pattern recognition, and patience. The combination of volume and price movements reveals market sentiment and institutional activity with remarkable clarity. Specific patterns, such as high-volume reversals, low-volume pullbacks, and volume climaxes, offer reliable signals about future market direction when properly interpreted. Historical trading legends like Jesse Livermore, Richard Wyckoff, and Charles Dow recognized and utilized this market language to achieve extraordinary success. Their methods, particularly Wyckoff's studies of accumulation and distribution patterns, remain remarkably relevant today. By studying their approaches and applying VPA principles, modern traders can develop similar insights into market dynamics. This is particularly valuable in identifying institutional manipulation and understanding genuine supply and demand forces. In today's trading environment, dominated by algorithms and high-frequency trading systems, this time-tested methodology maintains its effectiveness precisely because it focuses on fundamental market forces that haven't changed in over a century. VPA helps traders identify key support and resistance levels, potential trend reversals, and the strength of price movements through volume confirmation. Whether trading stocks, futures, or forex, understanding volume-price relationships provides a significant advantage in reading market dynamics and anticipating future price movements.